Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. Chayav Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tes. We're learning some Beis. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously as a schus for Parnosa. The Chayav is talking about the concept of Shinoi and Kalach Yad. So he points out that malachos which are done in not in a normal fashion is not going to be chayav. Let's pick that up again. So digging a hole is not going to be chayav until the person does it with the type of kli that a person would do for that purpose, a plow for plowing, or a shovel, or a pickaxe for the purpose of digging a hole. A person does the malach of kaitzer, of taking something from its source where it grew from. So a person uses a keli for that purpose, or a person sometimes picked by hand. He's going to contrast with a case where a person would bite the grape off of the vine directly. That's not going to be chai because it's done in an abnormal fashion. The malach of barer achiver bekli hamiyuchad libra boy. So there are scenarios where people did brera by hand, but when a person does brera with a kli, there are kelim which are made for the purpose of doing breras, sifters and sieves, etc. And people could come up with some interesting ideas of using other things to replace the sifter or the sieve when that wasn't available. For example, if you have a funnel and you have a combination of the grains and the chaff, and some pebbles, so you could put it in the funnel, shake the funnel around, and the heavier items will fall down to the ground, and the chaff will stay on the top. It's not made for that purpose. So that's not going to be chayiv, because you're doing it in an abnormal fashion. So a person does the act of grinding something into small pieces in a mill, or in sometimes they will do it in a mortar and pestle. So you pound things to become to very small, but broken apart. But a person will use other types of kaling for that purpose. A person will use the back of a knife to pound something. So it'll accomplish the same thing, but it's done in an abnormal fashion. The fikach, now that we said these examples, these, let's say, some practical applications of that. So if chayfer, the normal fashion of doing chayfer, and choresh is with a plow or with a shovel, where a person pulls a chair across a soft earth, a table across soft earth, and the foot, the leg of the table makes a track on the ground, it makes a ditch. Even the person did it intentionally for that purpose, he would still be potter because it's doing the charitz, kelach yad, with the shinui. If a person bit something off of the vine that's growing on, the tree that it's growing on, uber b'kli she'ein Derek Lieberboy, if a person used a type of keli, like the example we gave with the funnel, which is not made for the purpose of doing brera, of separating and selecting out different items, v'tochan b'kaf or b'kata the sakina, person used the back of a spoon, or a person used the back of the handle of a knife to pulverize something, v'chen kulam is potter. So those cases are all going to be putter. That's going to be because it's a shinui. Now they say they're mutter, say that it's putter. Come welcome nearly debay shosa be minoi of a smaller chayv chutz meyakosiv the putter is small. And the Mishnah says that the person who writes with their left hand, the person who's a right-handed individual who writes with their left hand, they're putter because that's a shinui, and they're putter. Person does other malachas with their left hand. Many of those malachas, it's not abnormal to do with the left hand. It's not a shinui. Even though he tends to do it with his right hand, it's stronger, etc. but it can be done with the left hand as well, so that's not going to be potter. So one way of understanding this concept, that so one type of shitting is that the result is abnormal. But we pointed out already, even if the result comes out fine, if it's done in an abnormal fashion, the person is going to be potter. So we have to define what constitutes a valid abnormal fashion. Let's say a person does a handstand and then uses his, he can balance it up one hand and he turns on the switch while doing a handstand. That's pretty strange. On the other hand, the action that he's doing, while strange, is not part of the actual malacha itself. So obviously that's not going to be a shinui, it's going to part of the person. So let's say a person does the malacha in an abnormal fashion, but it doesn't diminish the effectiveness or the expedience of the action in any way, shape, or form. So maybe that's not considered a valid shinui, because even though he did it in a extraordinary way, but there was no impact, not on the result, and not on the action itself. It was done just as easily and just as quickly as had he done it in the normal fashion. So his change was irrelevant. So Chayyim says, if a person uses the left hand for most things, most malachas, there's no significant change in the result or even in the action, which is required. Whereas a person writes with their left hand, it's more laborious, and the result is less professional. So by Ksiba B'Smol, that's a fair submission that you're potter, that we do not extrapolate from there to other malachas. We'll talk about this more, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.